we are going to go on a trip. This time we are going to visit the golden sanctuary in the Tibetan area, which we have done before for these services, and there will be an activity that goes on, and during that period of time, Lady Nada is actually going to walk around this circle and bless each person individually, and so you're going to feel hands on your head and such. So, a wondrous blessing.
Wonder.
Yes.
Wow.
I shared that with James and this with Mimi. We were kind of having conversations about this, but I've been assured that this is part of what needs to happen today. So enjoy that. She will talk the way through it. So, and I expect to have my eyes open because I need to be able to connect with everybody individually. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So let's just get nice and comfortable in these chairs, knowing that these chairs are going to hold us for this entire time in perfect balance. Get comfortable in them. We had a lot of conversations today, so let's just bring our consciousness back into this particular circle, involving those who are also on the phone with us. And as we are having our consciousness in this circle, let us just continue to breathe and begin to breathe nice and slow, deep breaths. And as we breathe in this circle, we breathe in the beautiful golden white light that we filled this residence with when we came in yesterday. And we know that we are building in this golden white light in the presence of this circle in this room. And as we continue to be present in this moment, we allow this golden white light to infuse us, to breathe in, come into our bodies, and bring relaxation, comfort, and healing. We see this golden white light moving into our body, to our systems, our organs, and our cells. And we become that white, golden light being in our minds and in the presence of the radiant energy of the universe. So as we continue to breathe deeply, we continue to bring our consciousness more and more into the present now. And we see as this fills our hearts in our high heart area. And this energy continues to flow through that area. And you begin to feel a beautiful bluish light settling in. And as you breathe, you see this light in that high heart area continue to grow. And as it grows outside of your body, and you can see it, and it envelops you, and you are fully enveloped in this energy of the high heart, and it becomes a circle around your body, a roundness back and forth and sideways, up above and below. And as you continue to feed that energy with your inhalations and exhalations, you begin to see this energy vibrate. And as you feel the vibration in this energy, you see this circle grow more and more around you. You are surrounded by this roundness of this beautiful color and energy. You notice that it touches you on either side until each person in this room is connected with the oneness of this high heart energy. And we see ourselves starting to flow from right to left, from clockwise in the circle. and the energy flows of one to another with great energy, great vibration. Those on the call are joined with us in the midst of this energetic flow. And now, in the midst of this energy flowing around and around, we are going to see ourselves as a group take off. Take off, and we are going to see ourselves in a moment landing in the high mountains of Tibet. And as we move there quickly and easily, and as this circle lands upon the ground, the energy comes back into your being, back into your high heart. And you can see each other in this environment. So now that you have landed, you move forward. You see in front of you the great sanctuary. And you will see that there are those upon the steps waving to you, are grateful to see you, are excited about seeing you. And you move into their presence. And you can see prayer flags strung around the sanctuary. And you can see the golden dome. You can see the beautiful golden emblems inside. See things hanging on the walls, and you notice that there are many people here. And you will notice that there is a stage in front of you, and you know that Lord Buddha, Lord Sananda, Lady Nada, and many more are here to greet us. And you will see too that Lord Lanto, that had made his contact with us more than two times ago as advances, is also there and greeting you. And they are glad to see that you have made it to this point in time, for they now have another stretch for you to take as an individual. But before you take this step, I, Lady Nada, shall give you a boost in energy, a download for your body, reconnecting again more of the DNA and opening chakras in your body. So we ask you to visit with each of those who are here to see you and all others. And for the moment, we shall take the time to touch each of you. And then I shall come back and give you your next instruction.
Thank you.
in this sacred temple. Previous trips, you have gained your golden robes. You have gained your sashes. Today, you are to meet yourself. You are going to meet your highest self, and there will be a guide who guides you and shares with you. Speak to your higher self now. Take time to learn what things you should know in the next steps. Communicate with that one who is your guide at this time. Maybe any of the masters or others in this room, or whoever steps up to you to share with you the new steps that you are walking upon. You may not have stayed in the room in which you have met these. You may have gone outside of the room or to a corner. Notice where you are. Embrace your higher self. Become one with them. You will learn more over the weekend about the role of the higher self. That is our task today. To have you meet that one. This is but a part of the road that you walk. So much to learn, so much to hear. We are going to draw this part to a close. Know that whatever the higher self that you have and that you have joined with wants you to know will be spoken to you. Walk back to where the rest of the crowd is in the middle of the room. Walk with that one who has come to be your guide. Learn from them until you arrive again in the center of the chapel, of the sanctuary. You are our sisters and our brothers. You have traveled a long road. We give you thanks for your opportunities of cleansing, purging, working, striving to bring this about in the world today so that we can rejoin with you again and share with you the wonders of the universe. We call you back, Lord Buddha, Lord Sananda, and all the others in the council, to give you our appreciation, to give you our reverence, and to encourage you. For this road now is short. So begin to come back into a circle with those from the room. Come back into that circle and allow that high heart energy to blossom again. To fill your heart space and outside of your being
until you are once again in a circle of energy, blue heart energy. See that circle spin. And as it spins and spins, you find yourself back in this room again. Back in this room, in front of your body. Step back into your body. Be whole and happy in it. Know that today you are cleansed and strengthened. You are opened even more. That your chakra systems come online one by one by one, and that that DNA is also being restored to its normal brilliance. And you are open in ways that you have never experienced before. Feel the love in your high heart. Touch your high heart and know that we placed our love there as well, for you to have as reserves when at times you feel the trip is rough. So take in a nice deep breath, wiggle your toes, and I shall give you a message and answer your questions. We have everyone back in the room. All right. Each of these sessions this weekend, in each of us who guides you and works with you, are helping you to prepare for the wave. Helping you to rise to the greatest being that you can be in the very moment that this wave crashes upon your shores. To be fully open and ready and expecting the best. Expectation is one of the keys for manifesting your new world, for manifesting what you choose to manifest in the world that you are creating. And this is a moment-to-moment thing. These will give you times over the weekend of needing sleep when the time has been made for that. There will be times where you will feel unusual hunger or not. Either way, that is part of the plan. You are being completely supported by all of those who are here, all of those in service, all of the masters and archangels who come to celebrate with you. This is not the coming of the end, and my friends, remember, this is the coming of the beginning. And in the beginning, you are masters. That's our message at the moment in time that we are in. Would there be questions? We realize that this was hard to come back from. We understand that.
Question, but I just wanted to express deep gratitude and love. That was awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It is your openness for participation in this group that allows these types of things to occur. Well, this evening we have a grand festival planned for you. The group of one who serves, Ashira, myself, and Sananda, shall all be part of the presence that you shall feel and you shall experience. My consort and companion, Lord Sananda, holds this group especially in his bosom of care. and you are equally important to me. We've all shared different lives and different times together. I give you thanks and my love, my peace, and all that I can give. Let it be so, and so it is.